Do carbon offsets really help? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Every day, you and I burn up all kinds of things. Gotta get to work. Gotta mow the lawn. Or we gotta get to that conference in Phoenix. Whenever we burn gas or other things, we put carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And CO2 traps heat, and it's causing the planet to warm dramatically. So what can you do about it? Well, of course you can figure out ways to stop burning stuff, drive less, fly less, buy energy-efficient things. And the neighbors won't like it, but you could let that grass go to seed instead of mowing it. Right now, our economy revolves around burning fossil fuels. Most of us can't avoid doing it. But some companies say there's a way to help. Pay them a little money, and they'll invest in projects that reduce the heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere. Think preserving rainforests, or putting up solar panels, or wind turbines. Jeremy Lopatin decided to buy some of these offsets. He and his wife own Arbor Teas. Their business ships tea all over the world. Back when they made the choice to offset their carbon, they did online research and found a nonprofit called the Carbon Fund. Lopatin says their motto hit home with them.
Reduce what you can, offset what you can't. And that was really the spirit that we came to the carbon offset idea from.
Lopatin says they've invested more than $3,000 with the Carbon Fund over the last 9 years. They estimate they've offset more than 305 metric tons of carbon dioxide. There are hundreds of carbon offset companies like this. Businesses like TerraPass, EnviroFit, and NatureBank. You can go to their website and shop around. Click a button to offset the carbon emission from your house, your SUV, your flight. You can even offset an event like a conference or a party. So does it really work?
Do I buy carbon offsets today? No, I don't.
Mark Trexler has been watching the carbon offset market for a long time.
Would I like to? Sure, if I had a ready-made way to know that I was actually making something happen.
Trexler helped start one of the first offset projects back in 1988. He says to know if you're investing in a good carbon offset project, you have to know if your money is going to the right place. Those are projects that wouldn't otherwise exist without your money. He says too many projects aren't doing anything extra. Some fund projects that might happen anyway, whether money from the carbon offset market comes in or not. There are third-party certifiers, but Trexler says the market can't support a rigorous certification system. He says all this confusion creates a difficult marketplace for offset companies trying to do good work in this field.
If you put out a great website and say, we are only selling high-quality offsets, come to us, $15 a ton, we're your man or woman, nobody's going to come. Nobody. Because they can get what they consider the same thing for $5, for $4 on another offset, on another website.
A recent report on the voluntary carbon offset market shows that prices for carbon offsets are dropping. The average price to offset a metric ton of carbon today is $3.30. That can make it hard for people like Tim Whitley. His company sells them for just under $10 a ton.
It's been a real, you know, kind of kick in the teeth, you know. But, you know, a lot of startups start off that way.
5 years ago, he started up a carbon offset project called Carbon Offsets to Alleviate Poverty, or COTEP. He says his group sells true offsets. And even though it's been tough to get going in a crowded and wild marketplace, he's hopeful it'll take off. He knows carbon offsets aren't the only solution, but he says it's an important tool to use right now.
Offsets are something for the interim that one should regard as something that should become or that needs to become obsolete.
Whitley says as long as we continue burning fossil fuels, there'll always be a strong case for making the carbon offset market work. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.